At this moment, thousands of children and families right here in our D.C. metro area communities are homeless, at risk of homelessness, or in unstable housing situations. That means parents are facing the daily challenges we all face in raising children today, on top of the additional challenges that accompany homelessness, cohabitation, or transience among homes. Welcome to Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones, Executive Director at SCAN of Northern Virginia, and my guest today is Magali Maltez from ACTS Turning Points, the only domestic violence intervention program serving Prince William County and the cities of Manassas and Manassas Park. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Today we'll discuss how parents can cope with the challenges of homelessness and transient living arrangements, as well as how community members can be more aware and connect with these families to support them as they raise children in our communities. So Magali, let's start by talking about the importance of stability and permanence in a family's life. Why is stability in housing situations so important?
I think it's important for people of all ages, children and adults alike, to just have a warm and safe environment where you can sort of go and decompress from the chaos of the world. Especially for children, it's where, you know, the most important development takes place. You know, at such a young age, we find our first teachers within the home, learning from the adults around us, and, you know, the love that we need and our intelligence and social skills all starts within the home. So to have that be stable and structured is definitely very important.
There's a reason they call home base, right? Because that's where we sort of come back to reconnect and prepare for the rest of the challenges of life.
Right, exactly.
And what are some of the situations that bring families into a situation of homelessness or of having to sort of deal with unstable housing situations?
Well, what we deal with the most is situations of domestic violence where victims are fleeing an emergency situation where they're in immediate danger and need to leave the home or have separated from an abusive partner and might be struggling financially, and, you know, the loss of income may cause them to seek shelter, where it can also be financial situations, illness, accidents, unexpected things like that. And, you know, you never know.
And when we think of a homeless family, we think of a family living in a shelter, but oftentimes families will have to move in with a relative, a family member, and sometimes those situations have to be temporary. And so all of that creates that sort of feeling of instability in the housing situation as well and can cause some of the similar challenges for parents, I'm sure.
Yes, right.
So what are some of those challenges that living in a shelter or living with other people can bring for a family in terms of their parenting?
Well, in terms of parenting, during those chaotic moments of instability for the parents, they might be focused on the basic needs of the children, focused on finding housing immediately, finding a job, you know, things that need to be dealt with immediately. But as far as parenting, some challenges that they may face will be just staying on top of the needs of the children, keeping the lines of communication open, making sure that all their emotional needs are being met, not only their physical and basic needs. It's a struggle for them to maintain that structure of, you know, they might be in a completely different environment of bedtimes and meal times and school schedules. It's just a lot to deal with the parents.
So they kind of have to keep those family routines going and that sense of normalcy, but also deal with the children's feelings about whatever they've given up or lost or been separated from at just at the time when the parent themselves is probably going through some emotional stress about whatever it was that led to that situation.
Right.
So it's sort of a triple whammy in some ways.
It can get difficult to deal with all three and learn how to balance all three and keep your children informed, but also not make sure you're not unloading on them and using them as a counselor. But you also don't want to keep them out of the loop because children can definitely sense, you know, attitudes and temperaments, and it's never good to just try to shelter them from everything that's going on.
And kids learn how to deal with stress by us talking about how we deal with stress, as long as we're dealing with it in a relatively pro-social way.
Right.
So it's important to sort of talk about how we're handling that stress so that they can learn those skills too. Talk a little bit more about that balancing boundaries and how you help parents sort of figure out that balance.
Well, my role in the house is to just basically be there for the kids, listen to whatever it is that they have to tell me. I assure them that whatever they want to talk about with me is confidential. If I feel like something needs to be shared with the parents, I will ask their permission, unless it's, you know, they're in immediate danger, an emergency situation. But and I always try to encourage the parents to do the same, just make them feel safe to be able to express their opinions and what they're going through right now and not be judged or, you know, reprimanded for what they think or how they are analyzing the situation. I think that as long as the parents are making themselves available to the children and are trying their best to sort of keep that, you know, stimulation and giving them the attention that they need, not just the basic, you know, food, clothing, water, I think that they can do okay. And my role is just to sort of mediate that and try to make the parents feel like they're still doing a good job, you know, without criticizing them or making them feel judged.
Mm-hmm. So I kind of hear you saying that the kids need a chance to sort of unload their feelings without the parents necessarily being there. And parents yes. kind of need an adult that they can do that with
right.
too, so that they can then sort of connect in a healthy parent-child way.
Right.
If you're just joining us, this is Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quiñones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, along with Magali Maltez from ACTS Turning Points, and we are discussing the particular challenges facing homeless families as they seek to parent their children. So Magali, tell us some of the other tips that you offer to families that are facing the decision to turn to a shelter for help.
I would say just keep an open mind, be open to help. Remember that coming into a shelter is never permanent. It's just the first step. It's very temporary to hopefully a more permanent and positive change in your life. There's no shame or judgment in it at all. And there's so many resources. The people that we work with are, you know, extremely well connected in the community. We are trained and specialize in dealing with sort of these high stress situations and traumatic situations. So, you know, just exhaust all your resources. There's so much out there in the community, people willing to help. You just really have to put yourself out there and, you know, not be scared of rejection or, you know, take no for an answer. So
you all often become brokers for families and helping them understand what resources are out there and figuring out how to access the ones that are going to be most helpful
right.
to them.
Yeah.
So you sort of help with that community connection for the family. And then for the kids themselves, what are the particular needs you find the kids have during this time that they're staying in your houses?
I think they definitely have a need for stimulation and having someone that's only there for them, as the parents can become distracted and overwhelmed. And I think it takes a load off the parents as well to know that someone is still providing activities and giving them attention during that downtime when the parents might have something to do. And that way they don't feel guilty that, you know, they're trying to get their life together and not neglecting the children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I also try to do as many activities when the parents are available, you know, for both of them, so to have them interact in positive ways and sort of forget about the chaos going on around them so the children don't dwell on it too much. Just always, you know, provide fun things for them to do and just be a listening ear, really, and encourage those life skills that they might not be getting, you know, socially and dealing with these high-stress situations and promoting resiliency and anger management and friendships and family dynamics, things that just might need to be reiterated to them because they might not be getting that at this time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what about the needs of the parents? What tips do you offer them for taking care of themselves in that parenting role in the midst of so much uncertainty in their lives?
As I said, we do offer those resources. I like to point them to the counselors that we have available, outside therapists, because I do stress that self-care is important. They need to be looking out for themselves and making sure that they are prepared to deal with, you know, these stressful situations. And, you know, there's other clients like them in the house as well, and they often get together, and we have groups, support groups, weekly. So there's a bunch of resources that we try to offer them and just stress to them that it's very important for them to take care of themselves.
And you find that they become a resource for each other and sort of connecting with someone else who's going through some of the same
things. Right. Them and the children as well make those friendships with each other since they can relate on that level.
What other resources are available to families who are living in a shelter or experiencing this kind of instability? How do organizations like ACTS meet the particular needs of vulnerable families?
Well, as I said, all the employees of ACTS are trained to deal with these high-level stress situations. We offer counseling for victims of domestic violence, which is in our department. We offer shelters for just homeless people that might not be going through dangerous situations like that. We offer emergency assistance for bills, and we have a food pantry. So within our organization alone, there's many resources that one can turn to. And like I said, we are also connecting the community so we can point them in the right directions and advocate for them and make those calls for them and just make sure that they are exhausting all resources possible.
We have just about a minute left. Is there one final message you wanted to leave with our listeners this morning?
I would say to just make sure that when you're coming into a shelter, again, have an open mind. Don't be ashamed. Put yourself out there in the community. Be ready to go to all directions. And just accept the help that's given to you. And
you know what? I think that's great advice for all parents, whether coming into a shelter or not. I think knowing that there are resources out there and that we don't have to struggle alone as parents, but can reach out and accept help, that's a great life lesson.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We all know how difficult a job parenting can be, but for parents facing homelessness or living in a transient state between homes, it can seem completely overwhelming. These families need special support to navigate everything from the school systems to sources of food to protection and safety when dealing with homelessness because of domestic violence. This has been Parenting Today. I'm Sonia Quinones from SCAN of Northern Virginia, and I want to thank Magali Maltes from ACTS Turning Points for joining me to talk about this very important topic. Remember, kids need connections. We are all responsible for connecting with the children in our communities, and we can help local families thrive. For more information about homelessness and supporting vulnerable families, as well as other parenting challenges, visit the SCAN website at www.scanva.org.